Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
From the Fifth Quarter Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, you're listening to Coach Unplugged. And now, your host, Steve Collins.
Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited you decided to join us. Before we jump in today, I'd like to give a big shout out to our two sponsors. First of all, Dr. Dish, the most innovative, technological machine you'll ever find, and it's so easy to use. We have three of them. We love them. They're always giving to the community, but they're always innovating on their own products too. So go over and check them out. Mention Coach Unplugged and they'll give you $400 off for Coach Collins. And also go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better. It is the one-stop shop for basketball coaches. It's got everything you need to become a better basketball coach. We always tell our players that we want them to work on their craft. Well, are you working on yours? And that's one of the ways I've worked on my craft. It's something, from someone that's coached a nationally ranked team, that has won numerous state titles, that has done those things. This is what, I spent several years putting this together of things that I could share with the world to make coaches better. And the roadmap will take care of it and will walk you through everything you need. So go over and check it out. And just in closing, if you like this podcast, go over and check out High School Hoops. Go over and check out the 5-Minute Basketball Coaching Podcast. Go over and check out Funnel Down Defense Podcast. All of them are great. And leave a 5-star review. We'd love that. All right. Have a great day. Today, we're going to talk to Ron about just beginning a new job, becoming a new coach, kind of all the questions and just talking. It's really good stuff. I think you're going to really enjoy it. I think I have a call coming up with him in a week or so. This is a crazy time, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Do you have some questions or something I can help you with?
I don't even know. I mean, because these meetings are, once a month that we can
Yep. So summer tends to be the downtime. I don't tend to do as many Zoom as office hours. So one-on-one calls I can do whenever you want. We just have to figure out a time. The office hours when we get together, people tend not to come to them in the summer just because they're all doing their stuff. So I might try to do one just to see if people are interested.
What do you mean by office hours? Like as a group, or we all?
Yeah, as a group. Group. So one-on-one calls is obviously me and you, or me and somebody. Yeah. And then office hours, I just say, hey, Sunday at 8 p.m., we're going to get together. Let's talk out of bounds plays. Let's talk whatever. Gotcha. And then whoever can show up shows up. They just don't tend to be well. They don't tend to be well attended in the middle of July. Yeah. Which is fine. I get it. People are doing stuff. So what's your long-term goal?
Long-term goal? I would.
And where are you located? Where in Florida?
It's a place called Newport Richey. It's in about, let's say, 30 minutes north of Tampa. Okay. Tampa, St. Okay. Pete.
Yep. No. I spent my entire childhood going to St. Pete's Beach.
So Yeah.
And I've got relatives in Sarasota.
Yeah, that's south.
So yeah. And our dog's name is Sanibel. So I kind of know that coast.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
I know that coast really well. I don't know the East Coast as well. I definitely know the West. So it's like the surface of the sun down there right now.
Oh yeah.
So do you want to leave the area? Do you want to be a head coach? Do you want college coach?
Yeah. I mean the long term would be to be a small college head coach. I mean, it honestly doesn't necessarily have to be a small college head coach. I'm fine just being a high school head coach. I think my biggest dream would be to be somewhat a part of the Haitian national basketball team.
Okay.
Like a director, one of the coaches, because with them, I mean, up until I think last summer, like they didn't even have a program. Like, I think they were in suspension for like 15, 20 years. And because it's such a small, poor country, like they didn't care to fix the suspension. They're like, oh, we got suspended, whatever.
Right.
And so for 20 years, like they didn't do anything. Two summers ago, someone finally kind of started to get things together. I was in contact with them and I was hoping to, you know, kind of get with them. But I guess they were part of some, the Central America tournament. Yep. And they were doing well. Someone obviously didn't read the rule book. you're only allowed to have, I think, one or two people not born in Haiti on the team. Like, you get, like, all of them have to be born in Haiti, except you only got one.
You can have a Haitian that is a citizen born somewhere else.
Well, what they did, pretty much 80% of the team were from America, of Haitian descent. They got disqualified. So they kind of went back under.
Right.
And I was actually planning on getting in contact with them during April, but then this happened and it didn't seem like they were in much contact. But I mean, for me, that's kind of my biggest dream, to kind of be maybe the director of youth development for that. Kind of go to the country, kind of help with the building of basketball there, and then obviously do other things for the country.
What's your connection to Haiti?
I'm Haitian. My family's Haitian.
You were born Haitian.
No, but I've been there a couple times. That's always been some reason, a dream of mine, even when I was a kid. Like, just, I don't know. I just always wanted to do it. Just kind of, I've always loved teaching and kind of help kids improve. So I don't know. It's always been a dream of mine.
So dream of yours. Dig deeper into that. So why?
I don't know. I love basketball. I love the whole development part. Just that whole. I don't know. It just. I love to build things up, get them to a level that they didn't feel like they can get to.
Okay.
I guess that was always like, okay, there's not even a Haitian national team. Just the fact of maybe even able to have them. Is have a team, have them be able to compete on a international level. Obviously, I don't know how good it would end up being, but at least be able to make a tournament, just to show up to a tournament.
Right.
That'd be a huge accomplishment for me.
So build things up. What do you mean by that?
I guess I just like the challenge of just people saying something can't happen. So just with right now I'm a JV coach. Our school hasn't been doing so well, but just kind of building them up, and wins for me on a JV level, wins don't really matter. I don't really care about the wins, but just but just getting them. I mean, we've lost a ton of games, but like, we've played our coach, he's really big on just getting our players better. So like, we will play some of the better teams in the area just because, even though we know we're not on their level, unfortunately our JV team has to also take the brunt of that.
Right.
But just you know, and our team has grown so much. Just helping, just seeing them getting better. I mean, like, all in the past 2 years, like three or four kids I've gone to that's gone up to varsity, like, they've done great. Like, they instantly are in the rotation. So just seeing that, just kind of just building people up. Right now I don't teach. I'm a manager at a warehouse at FedEx. Okay. So even in that situation,
you've been busy.
Yeah, extremely.
I feel like I should invite the FedEx and the UPS guy in for dinner. I see him so much right now. Yeah, I swear.
Oh, no, yeah. It's extremely busy. Even now, I thought as states opened up, like, we'd kind of dip a little bit.
Here's we'll dive into this, but here's my theory with that is people are getting used to this.
I didn't think
I need to go anywhere? You're gonna bring it to me. Why do I need to go? I mean, I think when things open up full, I think you're still gonna be busier than ever.
Even me and my wife, we see, like, well, there's so many things that we don't even have to go to the store for anymore.
You don't have to go. So what is your pivot? What is your movement forward then?
As of right now?
Yeah. Or what I'm moving forward.
The plan right now, I think one of the things that disappointed me in the whole me getting connected with the Haitian national team, I kind of felt, because I was in contact with the guy in charge, and then he kind of gave it to another guy to be the general manager. I kind of felt that my status right now, he kind of overlooked me, even though I was calling him every week, emailing him like, hey, I'm willing to do whatever. I don't care if you make me the water boy.
Right.
I think just because I was a JV coach, I didn't have a status. Like, he didn't, I don't want to say disrespected where I was at.
Trust me, I get lots of emails. And there are definitely categories of emails. Trust me. So what's the solution to that then? I think I know the solution. What do you think the solution to that is?
I think I just need to keep on improving.
Here's what I think, two things. First of all, boots on the ground is a big part. So at some point you're going to say, I want to come and help. I think that person has to meet you.
Yeah.
At some point when the world when we get back to the new norm.
Yeah.
It's you going there and spending a summer. It's you going there and spending a month. You know, using all your vacation days, whatever it is. It's you. Because that's with me. Like, once I've met someone, it's totally different than when I could email them, whatever. Mm-hmm. That's the first thing. And then the second thing is, I think it's resume building. It's like, look at the stuff I've done to better my game. You know, it's like, maybe it's not being a JV coach anymore. Maybe, I know there's lots of, maybe it's volunteering at a D3. I mean, all of a sudden you become a volunteer D3 assistant and do a little recruiting, all of a sudden you become a whole different category for him. Or maybe you could get a head job, or, you know, something like, I agree that, you know, you got to build the resume a little bit. But it's also, I think those two things would be the big things for me, is boots on the ground. You know, that person's got to meet you and feel comfortable with you, or you have to do something like this with them, or.
I don't even know how he got connected, because obviously, everything about connection, but he's a high school coach in Dallas.
So maybe it's easier. Maybe it's easier than that. Maybe it's going to Dallas rather than going to Haiti. No, I'm just saying, it's like, let me come spend a week with you and learn, and let's figure out how I can help you. And you know, free is wonderful. Like, if you're willing to do this. No, I'm just saying, it's like.
No, I got you.
That's the thing, is like, people are always looking for help. Like, you know, if someone wants to help in my program, I never turn them away. I just kind of figure out where I can put that piece. I don't always have jobs for them. That's the issue. And the thing is, when the world opens up, like, what do you think your strengths and weaknesses as a coach are?
I think my strengths are just attention to detail. That's probably my biggest, my focus on defense. I think one of my weaknesses, probably get quiet. Because, I mean, growing up, I was a pretty quiet kid. And so I think sometimes, I don't know if it's in a bad way. Maybe it's just my perception of what a coach should be. Maybe I'm not talking as much.
That's okay. If your players are talking, you don't need to be.
Yeah. Like, that's what I try to focus on, to try to get them talking to each other. Because, I mean, in a game, a lot of times players aren't paying attention to the coach. I mean, they're more likely to pay attention to each other in the game if they're coaching up each other and like, hey, you need to do this and that. So
that's a good practice and a good game. I'm telling you, because the biggest games, they're not going to hear you especially in a high school gym. So it's like it's like you're the guy in the back. You're the guy directing. You're the captain. No one sees the person, you know, moving the cruise ship. They're up in some little thing. They don't see them. They see everybody else that's running around. So, so good. So let's go back to the strength part, the detail part. Mm-hmm. So I think you need to start thinking about, like, what happens if you were a head coach? How would you do? Not necessarily that's like your eventual goal to be a high school coach, but I think you got to start thinking program wise rather than JV coach wise. And that's what I always tell the assistants that I'm helping mentor, is, you need to come up with your quote unquote business plan, your philosophy, like how would you run? So let's say tomorrow you became the head coach at the high school. What would you do? What is your blueprint to do that? And I can tell you before my first job, it took me probably 6 months to come up with mine, because you got to think about every aspect of a program, you know. And I think what it does is, it, even if you never use it, it clarifies things like, how are you going to run parents? How are you going to run off season? How are you going to run?
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
You know, the academic part, how are you going to run fundraising? How are you going to, I mean, all of those things that sometimes a JV coach or assistant coach doesn't think about, which will, it will help you clarify, I think. It really will. And it's, I always refer to it as a live document. Mine's probably changed 10 times over my 30 years, where I'll go back, I'll tweak things. You know, I don't do the same things I did 30 years ago, or I'd be fired. Yeah. You know, the game's changed, the kids have changed, everything's changed. So you gotta go back and tweak it. So it's a live document, but, that's something I would recommend doing. And it's a great experiment. You know, it's, you know, I've got some on the website that you can look at that kind of use. I think I've got one of my old ones. I've got some new ones that people have put in. But I think that's a good thing to do, to just kind of start narrowing that, you know, your focus. Otherwise you're trying to like, oh God, I got to work on zone defenses. And you go work on that for a week, and then you get distracted, and then you go work on, it's like, you got to think about the whole picture, and then you can go do the specifics. You know, like I'm working on screening right now, like how can I teach screening better, because screening is so much footwork and how they come off it. And so that's something I'm working on right now as a coach. I'm working on like that aspect. There's not a lot out there, to be honest with you. No one breaks down screening, but I think it's an important aspect of the game, that footwork part. So so that's what I think that would be a big part of it. What about game management? What about those kind of things?
What do you mean by game management? Like how, I don't know exactly. No,
okay. So down 7-3, like down 7-3.5 minutes, you know, double bonus, those kind of things. You know, how do you feel about like your in-game management? Like,
I feel pretty good. Obviously I can get better. I haven't had too many. I think one of the harder things is, because the way we, structure our JV last year, we started out with 20 kids. We ended up only having 16. So what we do is, I mean, we pretty much play everybody the first half, have them in three groups, play everybody. So, I mean, there were a lot of games where we were behind just because of that nature. But at the end of the game, we've had numerous comebacks. I mean, it's just kind of what you expect from our JV team. Right. Down by 15, 20.
Right.
And then all of a sudden, third, fourth quarter, we come back and it's like a 2-point game. And I think that's part of what I said earlier, that I really don't say much. Cause I mean, at that time they know what to do. They're coaching each other up. They're pumping each other up. I make small tweaks. I encourage them. So I think just the past 2 years, I've dealt with a lot of end of the game situations just because of that. So I've got a lot of experience with understanding what to do, how to feel, how they feel. So I think, I mean, that part, I don't think I have it.
Okay. That's good. That's really good.
I mean, that gets better.
I'm a math teacher. That's the law of large numbers too. The more of it you do, the better you get at
it.
What about practice? How do you practice with 20 kids?
It's tough. I mean, I've dealt with a lot of kids before. I used to live in Atlanta for 4 or 5 years, and I helped at a training facility. So I've had to deal with 20, 30 kids at a time. So I kind of understand the whole, okay, make sure.
You understand the herding of cats is what I refer to.
Yeah. And I mean, I've dealt from kindergarten to high school. So I understand the whole, okay, try not to have anyone standing.
Right.
Out of 5-on-5, if it's more individual, you know.
How many baskets do you normally have when you do that?
What do you mean?
How many baskets are you available for?
We have 6. So whenever we're doing shooting, anything, finishing, I mean, everybody gets to a basket.
Okay, that's good.
Just splitting them up. And it's a lot of 3-on-3, 5-on-5. And what I've tried to do recently, try not to necessarily do, I mean, I guess it's a drill regardless. So let's say in 3-on-3, if I'm trying to focus on passing and cutting, it's like you can only score on a backdoor cut. That's the only way you can score. Or if you drive, you kick out to a 3. Those are the only 2 ways you can score. You get a wide open 3 or it's a back cut. There's no other way you can score.
I love that. I do that too. I think that's great because I think you got to break the game into little pieces for them.
Yeah.
And it's like it forces them to like, yes. Yeah. Like we run a little bit of hybrid motion, read and react kind of thing. And we'll do something like we'll play 3-on-3 and the only way you can score is on a back cut or the only way you can score is on a flare cut. I mean, and what it does is it forces them to work on that specific skill. It's great. It's for the young coaches. That's a great golden nugget. It's like, because it's a great way for them to have to work on a specific skill.
Obviously I've read and listened to a whole bunch of people. So, I mean, I've picked up bits and pieces from everywhere.
Yep.
So and it helps. I mean, we kind of run a kind of like read and react, dribble drive, hybrid. Yep. So
it is kind of
hard. It's messy, especially on a JV level because
I'm sure it's messy when you got 20 kids, number one versus number 20. Oh my God. The standard deviation, the spread has got to be crazy ability wise. Oh my God.
Oh no. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. It helps a lot because I mean, especially on the varsity levels, I mean, our varsity, we don't have the greatest talent.
We're competitive
because I mean, if we ran a flex offense, we would get destroyed every game. Right. Like if we ran a specific offense, because I mean, because got kids that work hard, but a lot of our kids play football too, so we can't run those type of offenses because we don't have the time to implement. Because I mean, and they're good, so like they're always going to the regional semifinals, regional finals.
Yeah, no, you got to keep it simple. And the thing is, that's what people don't understand that are outsiders looking in is like, we're not like college coaches. We don't like, you know, I would love to do lots of stuff like working on ice, working on, I mean, I'd love to do stuff. Like, I just don't have time because I don't have them that long because, you know, it's not like we have unlimited, you know, contact time with them. And
man, we have at least 9 of our varsity guys are playing football, and they're playing like they're not bench warmers. They're playing, right. And so it's kind of like we know they're tired, and they got their own football workout. So it's like we have to do that just to be competitive.
So what's your short term and long term thing? What do you want to do short term and long term?
Short term, I want to get to a head coaching position.
Okay. You got to start working on your resume. You got to start working on, you know, building that. You got to start working on connections. You got to start working on your, like I was talking about before, philosophy, all that stuff. Because when you walk into that interview, you got to pop that on the table. Because I've been helping coaches all over the country in the last probably 2 weeks now. Two or three weeks seem to be really busy for job openings. Every one of them has walked in and handed, you know, the entire thing. You got to hand your flat. You got to hand them your, here's what I want to do. Here's what I think's going to happen. And that's hard to put together in short term. So that's, you got to start working on that now. Long term would be the Haitian stuff probably, huh?
Yeah. And hopefully, I mean, maybe I have found a high school I feel comfortable at that I want to stay, or maybe be an assistant at a small college somewhere.
Okay.
But I mean, that would be my
is work thing. Is work going to be an issue?
And I mean, I work at night, so
okay.
That leaves my whole day to kind of decide when I decide to sleep and and what I do. So I mean, okay.
That's just a question you might get asked. I mean, I don't know the answer to it.
I mean, I've been coaching for a little bit, and I've been working at FedEx, so I always have my days open regardless. I mean, I work the middle of the night until 10, 11.
Okay. I think that's something an interviewee might ask you, like, is that an issue? And I think you got to turn that back into a positive in the sense that, hey, I'm working at nights. I can do this. I can also pop into school in the middle of the day, like, unlike other people. Yeah. You know, my job allows me to come in at lunch hour and, you know, deal with an issue that we're having, or talk to somebody, or, you know, figure out where the basketballs went, or I don't know, something.
Yeah.
But, so I think you got to turn, because some administrators will think that's a negative rather than a positive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I can see, especially, let's say, something happens at work, and I'm like, oh, I can't leave work right now. It's like, well, you made this commitment. So, yeah, I mean, I understand all that. But,
And that's where you got to have a contingency, like, yes, something might come up, but here's my assistant. I trust my assistant. Yeah. And they can take it. And that's where you got to have an answer for everything that they can come back at.
I'll be fine. I mean, the only thing they would be able to ask me is if they wanted me to do something early in the morning. Obviously, I wouldn't be free. But my mind from 12 till 12 a.m. or 12 p.m. to 12 a.m. I'm free. Those are completely free.
Right. Yeah. And that's where you, like, hey, well, if we have morning shoot arounds, I'm going to have my freshman coach do it.
Yeah.
Here's what it's going to look like. And now I just, from someone that's been in the educational field a long time, I just know the questions they'll ask you if you're not a specific teacher. And that would be one of them. It's like, how are you going to make this work? You know, but then you turn it back. Like, I've been around kids my entire life. Here's how I've done it. Mm-hmm. You know, here's how I've dealt with it. So you got to turn that negative, perceived negative, into a positive. But no, I think that's great. Any other questions? I got to run off to another one here in like 2 minutes.
Not right now. I mean, I honestly just wanted to get the ball rolling. I mean, I didn't have any specific questions. I just kind of wanted to just get the conversation going.
No, that's awesome. Anytime. Yeah. So what I tell people too that are members of Teach Hoops is, like, if you just send me an email, I'll find – my kids are older. Like, I have a son going off to college. So I have time. I don't have little ones running around my house anymore. Yeah. So I'm free. I'm also a night owl, so I could get you even on the way to work, you know. Just let me know as things come up. You know, but I would tell you, like I tell a lot of them, come up with some sort of plan. You got to come up with a plan.
Yeah.
I mean, like, you look at there's my whiteboard. There's my plan for the, like, the next 3 weeks. Like, you always got to have a plan. You don't always do it, but you got to have kind of a plan to move.
Something.
Yeah. So I think that's good. All right, coach, we'll talk again. Watch the Facebook group for office hours, 'cause I tend to post those on Facebook.
Gotcha. I will. Thanks.
All right. Yep. Talk to you soon. Bye. Hey, everybody. Hope you enjoyed it. Make sure you subscribe, like, jump up and down, review, do whatever you got to do. Also, go over and check out teachhoops.com for coaches who want to get better.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.